This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor and all honor goes to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humble ourselves. We got mighty hand today, tonight, just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily beset us, we just shake it off. Actually, put it in the land of forgiveness, put it in the sea of forgiveness and cast it as far as the east is from the west in the name of Jesus. Cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in Jesus' name. Now, my precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hide me down Calvary's cross. Anointed slips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Jeremiah 29, and we'll be looking at verse 11 through 13. And also we'll be going to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And the word of God reads in the book of Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your hearts. Then we go on to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And the word of God reads in Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date, we want to talk about tonight. We'll talk about God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you. And he also wants more for you than you do. Isn't that a blessing to know? The good news in 2021, that God is still in the blessing business. He's still a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. Here we see that God is still sitting on the throne. He still sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful for that tonight. Beloved, God has designed you as a child of his for success. He made you to be a winner. God have never designed or destined anyone to live a mediocre life. No, he has his heart desire for us as believers of Christ is to live the abundant life. Again, here in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Yes, this is work to be repeated through the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God's word let us know, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That right there should give you encouragement here tonight to let you know, even though we're still in this pandemic, even though the foundation of this hour is being shaken from the White House all the way to your house and mine, and the truth be told, even in the church house, we still serve a God that has our best interests in mind. Because God our Father, he knows best. So God wants the best for you, the best for me. Yes, God created every one of us, to be something special. Here we see also in the book of Matthew 25, verses 23. It says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." People of God, if we are good stewards of what God has given us, and entrust to us, God will increase us, and he'll give us more, because your faithfulness will be rewarded by God. Your faithfulness to him, your faithfulness in your tithes and offerings, your faithfulness in your Bible study, your faithfulness in your prayer time to God, your faithfulness in studying the word of God. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Your faithfulness for God, for what God has ordained for you to do. Your faithfulness and your obedience will be rewarded by God. Yes. In Matthew 26, verse 41, the B clause of the verse says that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we start out strong for the Lord. Sometimes we are on fire for a while, but because of life tragedy, pressures and trials and tribulations that we go through, sometimes we get a little flat in our walk with God. Sometimes we get distracted by the influence of the world system. But I stop by tonight to encourage you, to let you know that this is not fake news. This is good news. God wants the best for you. He wants your life to be a life of fullness, of wholeness, and completeness. Yes, the God that we serve, we sometimes get a little weary in our journey, in our Christian walk with the Lord. Sometimes the flesh gets weak. And that's why we have to study the word for during those difficult times, during those times being weary. We can go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 30. It says, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So people of God, if we are, again, good stewards of what God has entrusted to us and for us, he will increase us and give us more. Yes, remember, your faithfulness in God will be rewarded, and your obedience in him will be rewarded also by God. Here, when it says the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh get weak. Yes, our mindset should always be to have our mind upon God, upon his word and his promises. Jesus said, it is the Holy Spirit who giveth life. Beloved, what God wants from us in 2021, while we're here on this side of glory, what God wants from us as children of his, he wants our faith, our virtue, knowledge, self-control, godliness, steadfastness, brotherly love and affection. God wants us to be an example of what Christianity is about in this hour that we are living in. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We're just passing through. As a born-again believer of Christ, our mind has been renewed. Our heart is fixed. Our mind is made up. And the world is behind us. And the cross is before us. Here, we are reminded in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do. Now unto him that is able to do. Talking about God, our Father. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Amen. God wants the best for you. He wants us as his children to succeed in this life, to succeed in our obedience and faithfulness unto him and to his work. Yes, also, he wants us to succeed in our development of church, of Christ-like character. People of God, God wants to fill us with the knowledge of his will more than we can imagine. He wants us to do his will in his own power. God's will for our life is to walk the straight and narrow. It's to walk a walk that is pleasing in his eyesight. That's why we have to ask him each and every day, Lord, what is there that you would have me to do this day? Because God wants you to become the best version of yourself. In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the word of God let us know of this. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is steady working on us. He's working on us even while we sleep at night. He's working on us even when we fall short of the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. He's working on us even when we are slothful, even when we don't be, even when we are faithful or faithless, enduring what he has called us to do. You see, God wants you to become the best version of yourself. God created each one of us for a community setting, and we yearn to experience life in all of its fullness. Yes, during this pandemic, we understand more now that we were created for community use. We were created to be in unity and fellowship. So if we as God's people dream of success, first thing that we must do is love one another. First, love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love others as I live. Love is the key. I'm not talking about the human type of love. I'm talking about the agape love, a love that is unconditional, a love that don't mind going the extra mile, a love that don't mind praying, standing in the gap, interceding for others. Yes, we can trust and lean on God by investing in our relationship with him and letting his will and wisdom carry us through to our greatest potential. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So God wants us to trust him and to lean on him. We do this by totally surrendering all to him, not part of our life, but our whole life. Give him our heart completely so that he can work on us, so that he can stretch us, make us, mold us, break us, and make us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Let God's will and wisdom carry us, process of making us a vessel set apart for the master's use. Let him carry us through trials and tribulations, that we may be overcomers, that we may be victorious with God's help, that our greatest potential may be demonstrated for God's glory. See, God also wants to change you. He wants to change you for better. He wants to make a better you. See, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, Christianity is about what God has done for us in Christ, and also for what God wants for us, from us. Yes, again, Christianity is not a religion. It is having a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So it's not about what God has done. It's about what God has done for us. It's about what God is doing for us this day. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is good news to know that he's able and willing to work upon us, to work in us and through us from this day forward. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God wants you to become the best version of yourself. He has created each one of us for his glory, for his work to be done. But we must come to him personally for ourselves and let God change us. Let his perfect will be done in us. This is the good news tonight. God wants for you as a believer in Christ to follow Jesus and experience life to the fullness. He wants you to become the best version of yourself. Child of God, when you have a relationship with God that transforms you, and your relationship with people, you have something worthwhile. You have something worth giving away. So God sends you into the world to serve. How we bless people, it tells a lot about our love for people. God has created us and he has saved us for us to serve him by serving people. God wants you to become the best version of yourself. So believer in Christ, having a relationship with God will allow him to make you into a new you. It will allow him to transform you, transform your relationship with people and service to him. God wants the best for you. God wants to make you new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, we become new people. And the old is gone, and the new is here. Yes, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, we become new people, and the old is gone, and the new is here. Yes, in 2021, it is a blessing and a testimony if you are still in the Lord's hand, if you are still doing God's business, you are a blessed somebody. You are blessed going in, and you are blessed coming out. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is good to know that God still sits high and he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. When we are in Christ, this is in our relationship with Jesus. As we know him and love him and follow him and live in him. Bible says in the book of John, Jesus said, my sheep, hear my voice. And my sheep follow me and love me. People of God, the relationship with Christ is first. It's first. Then the newness of being a new creature will follow. People of God, there are examples for this in the Word of God. When we look in our Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, here in the Old Testament, we read about the story of Jacob. Jacob was wrestling with an angel of the Lord. And Jacob told the angel, he said, I won't let you go unless you bless me. And daytime was about to come forth. Jacob had been wrestling with the angel of the Lord all night. The angel, Jacob, the angel touched Jacob. And Jacob wound up with a limp. Jacob came away with a permanent limp, but then he had a change of name. And that name was turned out to be Israel. Jacob, after that encounter with the angel of the Lord, he was a different man. He said goodbye to Jacob the trickster and hello to Israel. Yes, the man who prevailed with God. His name changed was Israel. This happened in the Old Testament because God wants you to become the best. It turned out that Jacob went on and got lived a prosperous life, even though he had to make amends with his brother. He still prospered. Then again, when we look in the New Testament, think about Saul on his way to Damascus. Saul had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus that literally knocked him off his horse and blinded him. Saul, he came away as a new man and was totally transformed because blindness, he was blind for 3 days and three nights. Then he was led into the city to be laid hands on and receive his sight. Saul became totally transformed. So it was that way when he said goodbye to Saul the Tarius and hello to Paul the Apostle. The Apostle Paul, hallelujah, God wants you to become the best version of yourself. He wants you to become a better you. God wants the best for you. and he wants the best for me. God wants the best for you this night. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so,
tells me so.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, Jesus loved me. He loves you because the Bible says it so, and we love you too in the Lord. Please pray for us and we'll pray for you. Amen. I want to thank God for all those that are listening tonight, those that have taken the time out of their business schedule, amen, to tune in. We just hope and pray that something that was said thus far that will encourage you to keep on going on for the things of God and to walk with God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So again, we're talking about the Word of God. The Word of God. Amen. I mean, excuse me, God wants the best for you. Here we see in the Word of God, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. God wants the best in 2021. People of God, God has a destiny for us. He wants to conform us to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. God wants to make us like Jesus. Predestined means to pick a destination ahead of time. Believers in Christ, your life can become brighter and more beautiful as you become more like Jesus. In the book of 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knew because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it has not yet appeared what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for he shall see it, for we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him. One day we shall see Jesus as he is, and we shall be like him." This is our destiny, to be like Jesus. So don't give in. Don't stop believing, trusting God. It's only a matter of time that God will come back. Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. We must hang on in it. We must encourage ourselves like this. David did. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. If no one else encourages yourself, you encourage yourself. Because believer in Christ, between now and the day you see Jesus, God is still at work in your life. He's still working. He's changing you very slowly, steadily, making you more like his son, Jesus Christ, the one who went to Calvary's cross for us. Yes, everything that God does in our lives, it is to draw us closer to himself and to make us more like Jesus Christ, who's Lord of Lords and King of Kings of our lives, as children of the Most High God. For God wants you to become the better version of yourself. God wants the best for you. Here also in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, faithfulness. Against such there is no law." Christians should allow the Holy Spirit to develop these characters within us so that we might be blameless before others and for us not to hinder the testimony of our walk with Christ. Always remember this, at times when it seems as if victory will not happen. God wants for you and I, as believers in Christ, to become more like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God wants a good and beautiful life he has in store for you. And the question may be asked, how does God do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Believers in Christ, God wants us to cooperate with him. And our cooperation is needed and is very important to him. It is God who changes us, but we must cooperate with him because God is making us more like Jesus. So, beloved, when you become a Christian, you see, the Holy Spirit moves into your life, and he lives in you, and he goes to work, changing you from the inside out. Yes, he is the power for Christian living. That is why you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18, it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a commandment, and it is in the present continuous tense, which means keep on being with the Holy Spirit. Is not optional because he is the power for our Christian life. It is the Holy Spirit of God who changes us. God wants the best for you. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord as being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, God wants you to become the best version of yourself. Yes, the change, the transformation, it comes from the Holy Spirit. And God wants us to be more like Jesus by training us. Bible says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. So child of God, train yourself to be godly. Spiritual training is most valuable for all things, holding promises for both the present life and the life to come. Yes, spiritual exercise has a double benefit, this life and the next to come. We train to become closer to God and to become more like Jesus. In the next life, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the only thing you will take is your relationship with God and the person you have become. Yes, spiritual discipline requires us to read our Bible on a daily basis and to come daily in our prayer closet to talk to God in prayer, where it says in the book of Luke 18, the clause of the verse, it says, men ought to always pray and don't faint. Don't lose heart. You see, when you practice spiritual discipline, you connect with God. And when you connect with God, you will change by renewing your mind. That's why we have to pray each and every day. God, give me the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in me, which was in Christ Jesus. God wants the best for you in this life as well as the next. When your mind are renewed, then are you being transformed. Romans 12, verse 2 says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't let the worldly influences trap you. Don't let the worldly influence bind you up. We must shake it off. We must think about things on high, because every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variable or turning or shadow turning. Yes, let God renew your mind. Let God change the way you think. Let him help you change your values in life. Yes, Bible says, in the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So, child of God, the best way to renew your mind is to fill it with the scriptures found in the Word of God. Beloved, when you read the Bible for yourself on a daily basis, you see how God thinks and what God values. Yes, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants you to become the best version of yourself. You see, the more you read the Word of God, the more you will change. People of God, God uses other people to encourage us, to correct us, to train us, and to challenge us. God wants to bless you. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, verse 35, verse 27, Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Child of God, God wants your bill to be paid and your needs met and your family to be blessed. Yes, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply your each and every need, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. So no matter what is going on in your life in this hour, right now, in 2020, God still desires to increase you. God wants the best for you. Psalms 115, verse 14 said, the Lord shall increase. He shall increase you more and more. You and your children. God is in the addition and multiplication thank business. God adds and he multiplies. So we as his children, we as believers in Christ, we need to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Proverbs 10, verse 22 says, for the blessings of the Lord, he maketh it rich, and he added no sorrows with it. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it encourages and let us know to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They shall see him, because their heart is pure. God is good and worthy to be praised. God wants the best for you. As we come to a close here tonight, we want to thank God. As we say again, according to Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Yes, God can give you peace even in the midst of chaos, turmoil. God can give you his peace that passes all understanding. Thoughts of good, of peace, and not of evil. God always thinks he's thinking the best of you and for you. And he wants to. His heart desire is to give you an expected end, to give you a life that is filled with abundance, a life that is overflowing with his blessings, his goodness, his grace, his love, his comfort in these times that we're living in. And then it says in verse 12, of Jeremiah 29, verse 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken, and I will hearken unto you. In other words, God is saying, I will listen to your cry. I will listen to your prayer. Yes, when we're in prayer, it's never a waste of time. Even the softest prayer, God's here. We don't have to talk audibly always, but keep our mind, have a prayerful mindset. And he said he'll hear, he'll listen to us. And it says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. All your heart, mind, body, and soul. When we search for him wholeheartedly, when we search for him fully, God will make it possible. He will make himself available to us. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, let my people, which is called by my name, which has humbled themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. That's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that is willing and ready to meet our each and every need. God wants the best for you. He wants the best for me and every believer of Christ that is willing, ready, and able. Because God has designed us for success. He has made us to be winners and not losers. He has never destine anyone to live a mediocre life. No, God created us, every one of us, to be somebody, to be something special. We are special in His eyes. We are the apple of His eyes. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God wants the best for you. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We say amen to the teaching tonight. We thank you because you are a good God. You are a merciful God. You are a God that sits high and looks low. You know it all. You know the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, we ask you as we get ready to close out. If there's anyone that's listening or will listen at a later date, touch their lives, supply their each and every need, bless them and their family, that every need, every daily need be met in the name of Jesus. Let us have a made up mind that our heart is fixed, our mind is made up to serve you each and every day of our lives. Because Father, you are a merciful God. You are a good God. You're a God that sits high and looks low. You're a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful here tonight. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to get in contact with Apostle Dr. Tebow or Prophetess Lisa M. Tebow, you can reach us by writing Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. May God bless you. May God keep you. Pray for us. God's willing, Jesus tarry. We'll meet again on the internet. Hallelujah, same time at 6 p.m. This Friday, God's willing, Jesus tarry. Pray for us as we pray for you. Have a wonderful and blessed night. God bless is our prayer. Amen and amen.